Homer High School is hosting a student from the West African country of Cameroon this year, and as part of his exchange program, 11th grader Nuruddin Mama is visiting schools and churches. Recently, he visited the school in the Russian Old Believer community of Nikolaevsk, just outside Homer. KBBI's Deja Eaton tagged along and has this report.
I can write Arab, but I can't speak yet.
Nuruddin Mama stands at the front of the classroom wearing a white tunic and pants, with a black hat and a red, green, and yellow scarf, the colors of the Cameroonian flag, the name of his country printed in bright yellow letters. He fields questions from a room full of curious students. They ask him how to say something in his traditional language of Hausa.
So, good morning is inakwana, and in French is bonjour.
One student then offers how to say good morning in Russian.
In Russian, it's Dobre utro.
Why is it long?
The day was full of such exchanges. The 16-year-old is attending Homer High School, serving as an ambassador from his country through the Kennedy Luger Youth Exchange and Study Program, also known as the YES Program, which was established by Congress in 2002 in response to September 11th. Russian Orthodox people came to Nikolaevsk, about 25 miles north of Homer, around 1968. The town has a population of about 300, and around a quarter of them are school age. Most have never met an African. Mama speaks Hausa, plus French and English at home with his father, mother, and four siblings. He lives in a suburb of Douala, Cameroon's largest city. He also knows some Arabic and is learning Spanish. He says he's excited about the opportunity to share his culture with Alaskans and to learn about theirs. Mama says he enjoys learning about other faiths and going to a Christian church with his host family in Anchor Point.
I'm quite happy, glad that I am with Christian.
He says he doesn't mind being, as far as he can tell, the only Muslim in Homer and one of the few people of color. And he likes school here.
My favorite subjects are physics, chemistry, math, and art.
Mama also likes Justin Bieber, soccer, and basketball. He's fond of his smartphone and enjoys Facebook. He says he'd like to attend college in the U.S. and he eventually wants to be a doctor or a petrochemist. Mama says it's through small day-to-day interactions with people in Alaska that he hopes to help create cultural understanding.
Today, I went to school and I met one of my friends that I posted something in Facebook written Inshallah. And Inshallah means if God wills. And I like the way he came to me and asked me, what does it mean? And he wanted me to explain it to him, and I explained it to him, and he was glad.
After Mama's talk, some of the Russian Old Believer students gather around to chat more casually. 11th grader Elena Gordeev says she was surprised to learn that Cameroon was such a diverse and peaceful place.
I really like that there's so much diversity. There's 200 different ethnic groups and languages and stuff like that. I found that very interesting. I found it very interesting that it was peaceful with that much diversity, and to have peace is pretty cool.
And the students also talked about similarities between Russian Old Believers and Muslims in Cameroon, like how women from both cultures dress traditionally in long dresses with their heads covered. Heather Pankratz, who teaches middle school and high school English and history at Nikolaevsk, says having students like Mama visit contributes to her students' understanding of the world.
I think it's important because a lot of times we don't get out of the state very often as, you know, villagers, and I think it's important for them to recognize that people are the same wherever they go. And different, and there's unique things about people that make them special.
There are 10 YES students in Alaska right now, from Egypt, Gaza, Indonesia, Kuwait, Tunisia, Turkey, and Yemen. Mama is the only YES student in Alaska from Cameroon. He's visited several schools and a church in the Homer area, and he says he'll go wherever he's invited. In Homer, I'm Daisha Eaton.